Good afternoon. Здравствуйте. Вітаю вас. My name is Sofia, and this is the channel where you can learn Russian and Belarusian in a natural and joyful way. Сегодня, today, we will learn Russian vocabulary and grammar using special technique. First of all, сначала, давайте начнем со списка русских слов. Let's start with a list of Russian words that have almost the same translation and pronunciation, произношение, in English and Russian. I have prepared a list of 100 Russian words that have the same English equivalents, and you will receive it at the end of this episode. Great! Вы готовы начинать? Let's get the matryoshka swinging. Natural Russian and Belarusian. Our plan for today is the following. I will read at a normal pace some of the Russian words, tell their translation, and provide with English equivalents. You can repeat these words after me. Then, we will memorize this group of words using my special memorizing technique. And after that, I will tell you later. Цудовно! Почнем! I read and you can repeat after me. Интернет. Интернет. College, college. Опера, опера. Проект, о проект. Project. Snowboard, snowboard. Банк, bank. Manager, manager. Expert, expert. Great, one more time. Internet will be Internet. College will be College. Opera, Opera. Project, Проект. Snowboard, Snowboard. Bank, Bank. Manager, Manager. Expert, Expert. Now we will analyze a little bit each word. So we have the word Internet. The stress in this word falls on the third syllable. And as well, we have here the sound R, which is like tigers do. But not like in English, we don't fold our tongue into a crescent. We have this firm R. You can imagine as well dancing teacher who says ra-ka-ta-ka-ta, ta-ta. And here is the same rrr. Next word is college. Here we have almost the same pronunciation. And in written, dr. Here there is a letter combination that is typical for Belarusian language. If you remember from our first episode about Russian and Belarusian alphabet, in Belarusian we have this letter combination of z and zh, and very rarely you can meet this combination in Russian words. Here we have college, this soft e, which is very typical to Russian and Italian languages, where we have a lot of e. And as well we have the same thing in the word opera. Yes, we have here r, like ra-ka-ta-ka-ta, and we have here soft e, opera. In the word проект, the stress as well falls on the last syllable. There's a firm r, проект. We write soft e, but we say проект. Of course, you can hear maybe sometimes проект, but it is very rarely. So we have already two words where we can hear the difference in stress between English words and Russian. Internet, проект, and we have as well expert and snowboard. In the word snowboard, we have the same differences between English and Russian. We have firm R and we have the stress, which falls on the last syllable. Then we have bank, which is bank. As you can notice, we don't have any articles before nouns. That is why I do not tell them in English so that you can get accustomed to this Russian feature. Next word is manager. We have here firm R, we have this letter combination of J, which is not typical to Russian, and we write this word with E, менеджер, but we say it with E, manager. And the word number 8 is expert. Here we also have this stress which falls on the last syllable, and we have this firm R. So this word already can help us to analyze the Russian language. We understand that we have English equivalents, and the only difference in major of cases are in R and in the stress. Good. Now we will take 6 of these words and memorize them. We will put them in a special order to make a rhyme. This rhyme will help us to memorize them much faster. Let's add the word кабинет for rhyme. Кабинет is cabinet in English, so in Russian, the stress falls on the last syllable. So repeat after me. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. One more time. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. Okay, we have here the endings ет, ект, ет, and we have stress that falls on the last syllable. That actually makes a rhyme. One more time. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. Okay, now I will miss some words and you need to repeat college, проект, интернет, кабинет. One more time. Опера, интернет, эксперт. One more time. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. Good. Now, to memorize these words better, we will add sound. First of all, we will start with clap, and then we will make it a little bit more complicated. Great. These sounds will create a music, and this will help you to memorize it even better because it will create a melody, a music, and some rhyme. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. One more time. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. Now your turn. College, проект, эксперт. One more time. College, проект, эксперт, кабинет. One more time. College, опера, проект, интернет, эксперт, кабинет. Your turn. Okay, good. Now we will put these words into small phrases, в небольшие фразы. And we will see their relation with other parts of the sentence as well by rhyming. I have created a mini poem that will help you to memorize these words in a ready, grammatically correct sentence. You are free now from learning these endless grammar rules, relationship of tenses, thinking about correct endings, conjugation, because you already have this ready-made natural sentence with correct grammar. And let's listen how it works. Now you are free from learning these endless grammar rules, relationship of tenses, thinking about correct endings, conjugations, because you already have these ready-made natural sentences with correct grammar in this little poem. Now we will listen the poem, then I will translate it, and then we will analyze it line by line. Okay, we have the words. Internet, college, опера, проект, эксперт, кабинет. So, I have named this poem My Day, which means мой день in Russian. Great. Опаздываю в колледж, не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю, отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь не задача, закрыли кабинет. Now I will translate. Опаздываю в колледж. I'm late for college. Не ловит интернет. No internet connection in sight. Сегодня 8 опера. The opera starts at 8 tonight. А я не сдал проект. But I haven't submitted my project on time. Иду к преподавателю. I'm heading to the professor. Отвечу как эксперт. I will answer like an expert. Но вот ведь не задача. Закрыли кабинет. But here's the problem. The office is closed. This poem is about daily thoughts of a usual student, college student, and the major of the poem is written in present tense, but there are also some sentences where you will find past and future tenses. Now we will go line by line and you can repeat after me. Then we will analyze every phrase and try to memorize using our special technique. Great! Вы готовы? How do you feel? Are you excited or tired? You can share your thoughts in our Facebook group at the end of this episode, of course. And we continue. The first line we have. Опаздываю в колледж. I am late for college. Here everything is simple. It is a present tense and we have word by word translation in English, which is the same. Repeat one more time. Опаздываю в колледж. I am late for college. Line 2. Не ловит интернет means that there is no internet connection. Here we have the verb ловит, which means that something goes in present, ловит. We have this ending it in the verb, which indicates us the time. If you are a complete beginner, I highly recommend you do not focus very much on grammar rules. You'd better first memorize simple ready-made sentences like this in a rhyme, and you need for sure know its translation. And after a certain base of vocabulary and ready-made sentences, which I give on our main Russian course, at the level of A2, you can start thinking about learning the rules. You need to have a certain base of sentences and vocabulary that will come naturally from you, so that you will not think about the grammar when speaking. And it will help you in future if you decide to learn the grammar rules and to know how the Russian works and the mechanism of the language. You can learn them much faster. Great! А сейчас мы продолжим. We will continue. We have stopped at the third line. But let's repeat first two lines one more time. Опаздываю в колледж. I'm late for college. Не ловит интернет. There's no internet connection. Then goes line 3. Сегодня в 8 опера. The opera starts at 8 tonight. In the Russian translation, we actually don't have the verb. We only have the opera today at 8. And according to the context, we can understand that today at 8, so it is future and it will start at 8. In Russian, it is very common when some part of the sentence is omitted, and for example, a verb or a noun, and according to the context, you can understand the meaning. One more time. Сегодня 8 опера. The opera starts at 8 tonight. Сегодня 8 опера. Great. Line number 4. А я не сдал проект. But I haven't submitted my project yet. So yet is implied. We understand that he hasn't submitted his project on time. And that is the problem, because today he will have at 8 o'clock opera, but he is not ready for his project. So he needs to finish this case. That is why he is heading to the professor, which is the next line. So this line, а я не сдал проект, and line number 5, иду к преподавателю. I'm heading to the professor. In English translation, we have this personal pronoun I. But in Russian, now it is omitted. And we can understand that it is pronoun I and the tense according to the ending of the verb, which is иду, у, which means present time. And in the previous line, we have а я, I, не сдал проект. And we have the verb in the past tense. We can understand that this is the past tense according to the ending of the verb, which is сдал L. So if it was she, it will be а я не сдала. So if you have this la, 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 la in the verb, that means that it is she. And if it is he, it will be я не сдал. Okay, this student is heading to the professor. In Russian speech, we have only three tenses: future, past, and present. So in English, we have this present perfect, past simple. But here, to show the continuous form, we have one main peculiarity, and it is not very hard. We will discuss this and other peculiarities on our Natural Russian course. And now, a little bit of retreat. Немного отступления. Imagine the time when you was born, grew up, heard your parents speaking their native language. Then you started absorbing some phrases and words. And then you began to repeat them. Tell me, did your parents immediately tell you the grammar rules? How to correctly insert the word into a sentence, or about time coordination? No. You only started learning the grammar rules at school at the age of 7. And only then you've realized that, oh, it is actually the subject and this is the past perfect tense. Another example. You are a little boy or a girl. Your parents show you a toy car. You see it for the first time. And your parents say to you, this is a car. And that's all. They repeat it 1,000 times for you to remember that this is a car, not an apple. Did they explain when you was 1 year old how the engine works or what is the gearbox? For what? You are just meeting the toy car for the first time. What engine? What gearbox? And the same should go for a language. First, you need to learn the words, see their images and understand them. Then, you can learn them in a ready-made sentences. And only after that, you learn some grammar rules. So, let's recap. You need to know the basics.
And that is my first principle for you. You should know vocabulary and be able to speak with ready sentences and knowing their translation for sure. We will do it in a calm pace in a natural way on our Natural Russian Studying course.
So, line number 5. Иду к преподавателю. I'm heading to the professor. Let's repeat one more time these lines, and then there are two left. Опаздываю в колледж. I'm late for college. Не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю. Okay, what will be next? He's heading to the professor, and what we will have? The boy says, Отвечу как эксперт. He is very confident in himself, right? So I will answer like an expert. Эксперт. Эксперт. We have here the verb отвечу, which is like in present we have the same ending отвечу, but it will be translated and it will mean future tense in Russian. Отвечу. Why? I said that there is one important peculiarity which can change the situation. And I will tell you about it on our course. Отвечу как эксперт. I will answer like an expert. Okay. Line 7. Но вот ведь не задача. Закрыли кабинет. But here's the problem. The office is or was closed. So we can here translate закрыли кабинет, that the office was closed by somebody. But as we have the fact now, it can be translated in English in present tense and it will be okay. So we have here, но вот ведь не задача, закрыли кабинет. So we have here, закрыли, ли, it is ending of the plural form in past tense in Russian, закрыли, yes? Закрыла will be she, закрыл he in past, and закрыли, it will be plural, that they have closed the door, or it also can be a polite form when we address to one person. If you have some questions, you can write on our mail, natural.russandbell@gmail.com. And I will be happy to help you with this poem or any other question. You are free to ask me. And now we will repeat one more time this poem. And then we will add a beat. And then we will add a music. And then we will memorize it by heart. Are you ready? Вы готовы? Вы устали? Are you tired? Or are you excited? Или вы воодушевлены? Let's do it! Опаздываю в колледж. Не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю. Отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь незадача. Закрыли кабинет. One more time. Опаздываю в колледж. Не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера. А я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю. Отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь не задача. Закрыли кабинет. Okay, now we will add some beat. We have the space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have. Опаздываю в колледж, не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю, отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь незадача, закрыли кабинет. One more time. Опаздываю в колледж, не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект.
Иду к преподавателю, отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь не задача, закрыли кабинет.
One more time.
Опаздываю в колледж, не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю, отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь не задача, закрыли кабинет.
After this, you can make this song more complicated and more melodic. So I will add this singing atmosphere and I will add some sound and beats. It will be.
Опаздываю в колледж, не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю, отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь не задача, закрыли кабинет. Опаздываю в колледж, не ловит интернет. Сегодня 8 опера, а я не сдал проект. Иду к преподавателю, отвечу как эксперт. Но вот ведь не задача, закрыли кабинет.
So, first of all, you can learn this poem, you can add a beat, and you can do it at a normal pace. After this, you can add more melody, more sound, you can choose any melody you like and you feel that will fit this poem. And after this, you can add your voice and make it melodic with some notes, music.
Great! Did you like it?
You can share your feelings and thoughts on our Facebook channel. It was actually not very easy, and this will go to the level of A1 or A2. And if you are starting learning Russian from scratch, the next poem will be ideal for you.
Зараз давайте возьмем ещё 6 слов и зробим лягчейший вершик.
It was in Belarusian.
Let's take 6 more words and make an easier mini poem.
Okay, it will be much more simple. And first we will get acquainted with the words and their sound and pronunciation.
Актер, actor, продюсер, producer, омлет, omelet, директор, director, мюсли, muesli, крокет, croquet.
One more time.
Actor, актер, producer, producer, omelet, омлет, director, директор, muesli, muesli, croquet, крокет, актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет.
Do you hear the rhyme?
Актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет.
Now we will analyze these words and their pronunciation. Актер. What can you notice here?
The same thing. We have the stress which falls on the last syllable. And we have this firm sound r. Yes, актер, not actor. And not r. We have r. Then we have producer. Yes, producer. We have only u here. We don't have this u. We have producer. And we write producer with e, but we pronounce it with e. And we have here the sound r, producer. You can watch these words and our poems on our YouTube channel. We have омлет, omelet. Here we also have the stress which falls on the last syllable, and in English it will be on the first syllable. Omelet, омлет, omelet, омлет. Yes, we have here омлет, the soft sound e. And we write омлет, but we say омлет with а. As you can remember from our first episode about Russian and Belarusian alphabet, we can write words with о, but say in а. For example, хорошо, which means good, we write хорошо.
and say хорошо. And in Belarusian, do you remember the difference between Belarusian and Russian? You can write them in Facebook group and win our discount on the main course. Great! Next word is директор. We have in English director, and here we have директор. We have р, and that's all, директор. Soft E and E. For example, in Belarusian we have director, like in Spanish, yes? Porque, por eso. And in Italian and Russian we have perché, per questo. And in Russian we have привет, директор, and other things. Okay, we have директор. We write директор, but we say директор. Okay, next word is muesli. It is almost the same. We have here, like in producer, we write only U, not this EU, producer, muesli. These words were brought from Latin and French. That is why they are very similar in English and Russian. Then we have, after muesli, we have croquette. In English it will be croquet. And in Russian it will be croquette, and we write t and we pronounce t. And the stress falls on the last syllable. Okay, of course we say croquette, but we write croquette. Now let's memorize these words by heart. We will use the rhyme and the beat. Актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет. Актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет. Now your time. Продюсер, директор, крокет, актер, омлет, мюсли. Now we will add a clap. We will go like this. Актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет, актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет. One more time. Продюсер, директор, крокет, актер, омлет, мюсли. One more time. Актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет. Okay. Now we will put this word into small phrases, and it will help us to memorize this vocabulary in already correctly made grammar sentence. I called this poem at the shooting set. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. The producer ate muesli. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. The director was playing croquet. Пока актер готовил омлет. While the actor was preparing an omelette. Актер, продюсер, омлет, директор, мюсли, крокет. Продюсер ел мюсли. The producer ate muesli. The director was playing croquet, while the actor was preparing an omelette. Пока актер готовил омлет. Here we have the whole mini poem in past tense, And you can understand that this is the masculine gender because we have ело, играло, готовило. And if it was, for example, feminine gender, it would be ела, играла, готовила. And in plural, how it will sound? It will sound ели, играли, готовили. And here we have everything in masculine gender. We have here only past tense, but with the help of one peculiar thing that I will tell you on our course, you'll understand whether it was past simple, for example, like in English, or it was past continuous, yes? Let's analyze our mini poem line by line. Producer ел мюсли. Actually, it is a continuous form, ел, as well as in the next lines, играл, готовил. But in English, we translate it like the producer ate muesli. But literally, it will be the producer was eating muesli. The director was playing croquet. Директор играл в крокет. Here we have past tense. And пока актер готовил омлет, while the actor was preparing an omelette. Хорошо. Are you tired? Or are you still afloat? We will add clap. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. Okay, now we will repeat together. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. Now we will add a beat and a melody. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. Продюсер ел мюсли. Директор играл в крокет. Пока актер готовил омлет. Perfect. Супер. How did you like this way of learning grammar and vocabulary? You are free to share your thoughts on our Facebook group. I am also inviting you in our Telegram group channel. There you will find a lot of useful and interesting information. Now let's recap the main points. First, in Russian vocabulary and grammar, the majority of the Russian equivalents differs from English ones in first, stress, that in Russian falls on the last syllable, and second, in r sound. We have r and the stress which falls on the last syllables in Russian equivalents. So, if you remember this rule, I can say that you already know 30% of the Russian phonetics. Second one, the ending of the verb can show us who makes an action. Me, you, they, we, and plural or singular number. For example, видел, that means that it is he. If we have the ending видела, that means that it is she and past tense. But the ending of the verb will not often show present or future tense, because it also can depend from one more peculiar thing that I will tell you about in our Natural Russian course. Point number 3. I offer you 3 main principles that will help you to learn any language much faster. The first one is, if you are a beginner, do not start learning any language with grammar. Remember our story about boy and the toy car. First of all, you'd better learn some vocabulary. For example, take a group of words, 3 or 6, try to put them into a rhyme, put a beat, add a melody, make some associations. You can also draw these words.
And after that, you can clap on each word like we did today. Then make some sentences with these words and put them in a rhyme. You can find some examples with these words on the internet. Try to put these words in some song. Add a beat, take a melody from your favorite song, and after that you can memorize correctly made grammar sentences, which will help you to incorporate this ready-made grammar structure into your speaking. And after that, when you achieve the level of A2, only after that I recommend you to learn grammar rules if you want to understand the general mechanism of work. But first of all, I think that you need to learn some correctly made grammar sentences, which would help you to incorporate the good and correct structure of the language and will faster your learning process. Finally, I recommend you to sing the song that you have invented to your friend. You need to share with your experience to make it work. It will help you to practice and consolidate your knowledge. Закрепить свои знания. And I would like to share with my experience. As I work as an English teacher for children, I need children to learn some common phrase and useful vocabulary. So, to make it easy and fun, I decided to write a song. And I have chosen the melody that everyone knows. That is how I Like Song was born. I made a song in English on the topic of I like and animal vocabulary, accompanied by famous Russian music from the song Kalinka Malinka. It was like that. I like chicken, I like rat, I like camels, I like bats. I like dogs, I like frogs, I like horses, I like goats. I like sheep, I like cow, I like rooster, I like mouse. I like beavers, I like squirrels, I like wolves and kangaroos. I like pigs, I like bulls, I like tigers and raccoons. And we also added some movements on each phrase. Every child has his I like phrase and should sit down in a circle when it was his turn to speak. We could make the same with topic food. I like pizza, I like cheese, I like apples, I like greens, I like lemons, I like bread, I like orange, I like eggs, and so on. So you can choose the melody you like or invent your own and memorize new vocabulary and grammar in a simple and correct way. Of course, you will enjoy the learning process and having fun. That is my experience, and that is what we will do in our main Natural Russian course. We will learn grammar and vocabulary in songs and poems with clear melody and comprehensible grammar. I invite every listener to join our Natural Russian studying course. To know more information, click the link in the description and reserve your place before the course starts. Point number 4-4 from our today's episode. Many Russian words differ in their writing and pronunciation. For example, we write хорошо, but we say хорошо with а. We say медведь, so with e and t, but we write медведь. And that is why children make so many mistakes when learning to write. If you want to know more about these writing details and pronunciation, you can listen to our first episode about Russian alphabet and its pronunciation. And point number 5. The Russian language differs from Belarusian in its soft and firm sounds. In Russian, we have softer vowel and consonant pronunciation, whereas in Belarusian, you will hear a lot of wide sounds, as I call them. In Russian, for example, «привет», «почему», like in Italian, and in Belarusian, «привитание», «чому», like in Spanish, «porque», «por esto». So, you hear this «ч», «почему» or «чому», «ч» and «ч». И and У, Е and Э. Perfect. Прекрасно. I've promised that today each listener will get a present, подарок, from me. I've prepared a list of 100 Russian words and their English equivalents with audio pronunciation. You can download them on our website. It's free. And that is not all. И это еще не все. Today, сегодня, each of you have the opportunity to join our Natural Russian course with the 50% discount. The amount of places is limited. We will have our own starting plan based on 3 learning steps, which I have mentioned today. You will not cram grammar rules, we will just listen, watch and repeat, talking about our daily events and activities. This method will relax your brain and you will absorb the information much faster, with joy and melodies. To sign in for the course, fill the registration form on our website. The link is in the description to this episode. After registration, you will be sent a payment link and you will get the access to your student cabinet. Our supporters will get my today's poems with their English translation and their audio file with melody. They will also get extra study materials, which will help you to learn Russian language in a more effective way. Замечательно! До встречи в следующем эпизоде! See you in the next episode! До побачення! Goodbye! Thank you.